And I have with me on the line Rabbi Galperin. Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning, Ilan. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I am doing good, thank you. Baruch Hashem.
So, we are getting ready for Purim.
We're getting ready for Purim, and it's going to be a wonderful Purim party. I guess maybe we should talk about the parsha, and then we'll talk about Purim.
Okay, Bo. So,
yeah,
Parshat Bo.
Parshat Bo. A very interesting Torah portion. You know, we end off the last three of the 10 plagues. You know, a swarm of locusts, which devours all the crops and the greenery, darkness, and all the firstborns of Egypt were killed at the stroke of midnight on the 15th month of Nisan.
Yeah.
Now, God commands that the first mitzvah, the first commandment given to the people of Israel, is to establish a calendar based on the monthly rebirth of the moon. In other words, we go according to the lunar calendar.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to talk about is interesting enough is, number one, why we go according to the lunar calendar, and why really was that the first mitzvah. But if we look, just one small thing first, is that, you know, it says that the first one of all Egypt was killed at the stroke of midnight. And it's interesting, it's one of the only times in the Torah that it talks about an exact, precise time of the event that is going to happen. And the reason is because us human beings, if we say we are going to be at a certain place at a certain time, we can never be sure that we're going to be at that place at 9 o'clock, for example. We might be a minute late, we might be a minute early, something might happen. We can never be sure that we're going to be there exactly at 9 o'clock, 9:00. And God is obviously the only one that could be certain that he will be there or be at a specific place at a specific time. And that's why he says that it was by he bachasi halayla, the stroke of midnight, precisely at that time, at 12:00, is when Hashem struck and killed the firstborn of Egypt. It's interesting to note that this is only can be done by Hashem, by God, and no one else. Now, you know, as we just said, days before the Exodus, Moses is commanded by God to gather the Jewish people and begin to instruct them. And this was really the first lesson in the How to Be a Jew one-on-one course. That this month, as it says, will be for you for the first of all months. And the Midrash, the explanations explain that God showed Moses the moon and its renewal, and he said to him, when the moon renews itself, you will have a new month. And the very first mitzvah issued to Jewish people was the commandment to sanctify the new moon when the light of the moon first begins to shine. It was an instruction that needed to be the very first of the hundreds of directives that God would tell us and we would then follow. And one of the reasons why sanctifying the moon was given the first, more so than every other mitzvah, for example, they should have maybe been the first mitzvah of circumcision, should be the mitzvah of making matzah, whatever it may be. But this was the first one. And the reason is because the Jew is like the moon. Our identity is bound within that. What does that mean? That tracking the moon's progress is something like reading our mission statement each month. The moon speaks a profound understanding of our journey. And of the two luminaries that we have, the sun and the moon, we look only to the moon, the smaller luminary for our identity check. And the Talmud puts it in a way like this. It says, the Jewish people are compared to the moon, and therefore we count according to her cycle. And the most obvious similarity between the Jews and the moon is their extreme, you know, going from one end to the other end. Because if you go and look, let's just look at the demographic map of the Jewish population through the sixth millennia. You know, the graph, if you look at it, the line of the graph of the Jewish map goes up and down dramatically and marking the cycles of the Jewish advances and declines. You know, we were 2 million in the time of King David. and then we were 200,000 after the Babylonian exile. An increase to 3 million during the Hashmonean kingdom at that period of time, which led then to the decline of 900,000 after the destruction of the Second Temple. Finally, we reached 18 million in 1939, only to drop 12 million 6 years later. So like the moon, there is very little stability. And like the moon, we are resilient. Just when we think we've hit rock bottom, we bounce back up and begin again. So the sanctification of the moon is the message, a phenomenal message of hope and rebirth. Now, we as well see that, you know, here Moses' first lesson was like this, that although God's light is constantly shining on earth, our job is to reflect God's eternal and intimate plan. Because the Jewish nation seems small and will be persecuted. But we shouldn't be fooled by the facade of weakness. This is actually the key to our greatness. It allows us to reflect God's infinite light to this world. Humility erodes the self-conscious identity and uncovers a more God-conscious identity. Like the moon, the Jewish nation will seem to disappear in exile, but the disappearance is only a small part of a new and more essential light that will shine through to them. You know, if you look at it, the moon is nothing at the first of the month. And when it comes to the seventh of the month, it's a little bit more brighter. When it comes to the 15th of the month of the Jewish calendar month, it is at its brightest time.
Yeah.
Is when we sanctify the moon, we say the special blessing.
Yeah.
Kiddush Levana.
Kiddush Levana.
And then as the time goes on, it weakens, comes to the 30th day or the 29th day, whichever is in that month, and we start again. And then it starts to shine up again. Just like our life. We can go in a high, we can be, you know, shining, and then have it fall, and have a challenge, and have something, but then we get up. We don't give up. Now, Moses is, you know, when a person feels, you know, down, you know, when a person's ego's agenda is violated, and a person feels absolute, we try to remember that the disappearing is really an organic step in the process of growth and rebirth. When the ego is forced to relinquish control, there's the opportunity to become more transparent partner with God. Losing my self-definition is the first way in discovering a new one. In other words, our connection with God. And Moses' first talk with his people was about the moon. Look to it. Track its progress. And you will see the story of the long exile and the anticipation for redemption. You will see a story of a nation that is so small, that is hardly visible. Yet, it reflects a light that is so powerful that no one can ignore them. Look to the moon, and you will see this great level of infinite light. And that's something that we can apply to our lives. We're going to have ups and downs in our lives. That's why we are compared to the moon. We're going to shine. It's going to become dark sometimes. But we're always going to bounce back. We're always going to have this opportunity that we're always going to be, have this rebound, this rebirth, and continue to grow in everything that we do between us and people, between us and God, and between us and our family. And that's why the Jews were commanded to the first mission is to sanctify the moon, and that's why we are compared to the moon.
That's nice. And Rabbi, what about Shabbat services in for the congregants of Shari Tzedek, it's in Shari Shamayim, right?
Correct. Saturday morning, Friday evening is 5:30. Saturday morning is 9:30, and Sunday morning there is services every Sunday morning, as well at 8:15, followed by breakfast, and Monday and Thursday there's services in the parish house every single Monday and Thursday at 7:15. And you know, we started talking about it. This year we're going to be doing Purim like we do every year, which is going to be with a big scene. And it's going to be the taste of Purim with the flavor of Israel.
Oh,
being
nice.
That it's going to obviously, you know, 65 years of Israel. So we decided, let's do something which will be phenomenal, because we are going to have, you know, Israeli music, design your own project. We're going to listen to the reading of the Megillah. We're going to have a Western Wall, a beautiful big Western Wall where people can come in and place letters to God. And after the Purim party, we are then going to send, no one's going to open them, we're going to send those letters to the real Kotel in Israel to be put down. You know, we're going to have a falafel shawarma, a full buffet dinner. We're asking everyone that wants to bring a toy or a gift that we're going to send to children of the Israeli, you know, victims of terror, which really don't have anything.
That's nice.
You can take your photo at the Western Wall. So a lot of these things are going to be happening after JCC. In the gym, Sunday, February 24th, and the Megillah reading is going to be at 4 o'clock, and the party is going to start at 4:30, and there is a charge for adults, which is $15, and children, new this year, we'll see if we can do it every year, we will try, children this year, 12 and under, are going to be free, and that's thanks to the Jewish Community Endowment Fund of Windsor.
That's nice.
So we're trying that the children 12 and under will not have to pay anything. And obviously we're going to have a masquerade in Israeli attire or any costume of a person's birth, whatever you want to come up. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Stay tuned for more info,
but that is the gist of it. And as everyone knows, we always get a beautiful crowd coming up for Purim. And save the date, and hopefully we'll see everyone.
That's great. Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom to you and
too.
To your family and
thank
to the
you.
Whole community, of
Absolutely.
Course.
Absolutely. Thank you, and you should have a good and healthy, peaceful week.
Good, and we will keep mentioning this Purim party.
Absolutely.
And maybe if you need some help, maybe some of our listeners that
Absolutely.
Can give
we can
a
always,
hand.
We can always use volunteers.
I'm sure you can.
Absolutely.
So
thank you,
thank you again. You're welcome.
You too. Be well. Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom.
Bye-bye.